Would you let your family walk into a trap they didn't even see coming? Too many project managers are making this mistake, and it's costing them their team, their trust, and even potentially their careers. Are you making that mistake too? Let me tell you a story. I remember one time I was in a meeting, and every time we go to the meeting with this particular stakeholder, he always tends to dominate the conversation. So I was getting feedback from the team that they were like, every time we have to either invite him or he invite us to a meeting, they were just frustrated. So I started off real subtle in a professional manner. And I say, hey, look, one thing I enjoy in working with you is knowing that you know your department extremely well. However, the conversation is not engaging because the team is not having the opportunity to basically have a two-way dialogue. They go to say, who said that? Won't they speak up now? I'm looking, I'm confused. Okay, he's a little aggressive here. I said, okay, I like this. So then I took my voice to another level. I said, but I still kept my cool, family, and I was still professional. And I said it. Oh, Ed, you speak for the team? I said, no. I speak for the people who do not feel comfortable speaking up because of your position within the organization. Do you know, family, after that meeting, this guy called me and apologized because he said he truly didn't know what he did. See, I did get very aggressive with him. Just to say, I matched his aggression, but I kept it professional. This is a technique I actually learned from a basketball coach for the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich. See, what he would do to fire his team up, he would, or if his team got let's say they weren't playing hard or fouls weren't be called, he would intentionally get a technical foul, just start yelling at the ref. And he wasn't even mad. And he would smile once he get a technical and walk away. And I thought about that when we got on the call with this particular stakeholder. Once I seen that he wasn't going to stop, I laid right into him. It was like, hey man, listen, I'm the one that's saying it. So this way I'm protecting the team. Now it's player against player, it's motto against my, it's you and I against each other. Now you can point everything at me. The team, your team doesn't have anything to do with it. So this is important, family, when you are trying to protect, not just trying, and you want to protect your team and lead your team effectively, it's very important. Point number one, set the emotional tone. Teams mirror the emotions of their leader. Just like I shared in the story, I had to have a team basically mirror my emotions, showing that you still can be stern, showing that you still can hold your position and keep a frame of being professional. See, best project managers stay calm under pressure and exude confidence even in chaos. Here's my actionable tip. Before difficult meetings, take a moment to reset your mindset. Your team will take cues from your attitude. See, a lot of people don't really understand that. If I see you just losing it, I'm gonna be like, oh man, we're in trouble. But if I understand you're losing it with a purpose, like you're doing it to really show, to really get the team to get fired up and to then it's, oh, okay, we got an amazing leader here. Point number two, show radical transparency. Trust skyrockets when leaders share both wins and struggles. Here's the secret, family. People commit more when they feel trusted with real information, not something to keep them quiet temporarily. This is why when I come on and create these episodes, I hope that I'm letting you know I'm no guru. I hope that I let you know that I am no expert. I am on the same journey as you are. Only difference is that I'm just talking about it openly because I'm super passionate about this thing called project management as well as speaking. So I just said, hey, why don't I just share what I'm learning? But I don't want to be your guru. I don't want to be your expert. I want to be someone that is a lifelong learner. Here's my actionable tip. Share challenges openly and ask for input, and people will support you to the top. Trust me. Call to action for you today, family. If you haven't noticed, well, you probably haven't. So I gave away a free ebook, and I'm going to be pulling that down because I actually got my draft copy of the Secrets of Successful Project Managers, 8 Insights for Real Project impact. And as you can see, this is not for resale. So I got to go through the draft to see how it looks. This is the back of it. Hope you go and support me when this is released. I'll let you know when it's released. But again, secrets. I told you guys I was going to do it and it's done. So let's move on. Point number three, they make every team member feel heard. Engagement drops when people feel ignored. Here's the secret to that. Sometimes just listening is way more powerful than providing solution, providing your input, just listening. And I still struggle with this today because right away I go into solution mode. Right away I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand the problem. All right, let's start looking. But sometimes people just need to vent. So I am a work in progress here because again, I tend to lean towards, okay, let me just say, I don't tend, I do lean towards just trying to find a solution or, hey, we can't always just spend so much time over here on the problem. But there are certain points where you just need to just listen and let that person talk. And then once they're done, say, okay, is there anything I can do to help? And just let it be at that. Here's my actionable tip. Acknowledge every idea in meeting, even if it's not used, make sure the person feels value. One of the things I like to do if we're in a meeting and we have a structured agenda and somebody comes up with something that is not part of the agenda and we have a jam-packed agenda, I like to ensure that we put something in the parking lot. What that basically means is I'll take that information, put it in the parking lot. When I send out the meeting recap, it will be a section called parking lot. And the next meeting, I will make sure to include some of those particular items that were discussed, but that just didn't make that particular meeting. So I want to make sure that the person was heard and acknowledge them by documenting it. Point number four, solve the invisible problems no one talks about. The biggest obstacles are often the unspoken frustration. My mentor once said, always pay attention to what someone is not saying. Now, this too, if I'm being transparent, family, is so irritating at times because we're not mind readers. I can't just tap into your mind and say, oh, I know you have some frustration and I should understand what those frustrations are. But if I ask you, is everything okay? And you tell me, yes, I'm taking you at your word because we should be able to have that open communication. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. So that's why I told you, I mentioned about always paying attention to what someone is not saying. Here's the secret. Great project managers sense what's wrong before it's vocalized, whether it's burnout, conflict, or most of all, uncertainty. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly check in and ask questions like, how are things really going? And listen between the lines. A lot of times people will tell you more by their facial expression, if you're virtual, you can see how they're trying to formulate their words, like they're really taking their time because they don't want to say too much because either maybe they don't want to talk about it or maybe they feel like, what's the use? So you have to understand to have the ability to read between the lines. Point number five, they remove friction points relentlessly. Team momentum thrives when unnecessary barriers are eliminated. Here's my secret. The exceptional leaders don't just manage tasks. They make it easier for the team to win. I shared the story with you at the beginning of this episode, and I talked about how, as they say, I took one for the team in a sense of, I kept hearing all this comments and feedback when we would be in our team meeting about this particular stakeholder. And I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, I don't think anyone is going to do anything about it. And they shouldn't have to do anything about it. I'm the leader of this team. So let me step in and get involved. Let me get some mud on me. Let me get into the fight. And whatever comes of it, as long as I remain professional, as long as I remain succinct, as long as my conversation is concise about what the issue is and how to solve it, then if this goes in a different direction where HR or someone gets involved, who do you think has a better shot of winning that particular case? It would be me because of the fact of I was professional. I didn't use any profound language. I made sure we stuck to what the issue was and what the potential solution could be. So that makes it easier for teams to feel comfortable when they were in a meeting next time to be able to not feel like they were being cut off or this particular stakeholder was doing all the talking or talking over people. So they make it easier. Exceptional leaders make it easier for the team to win. Here's my actionable tip. Identify repeat frustrations and eliminate them immediately. Again, identify repeat frustrations and eliminate them immediately, whether it's slow approvals, outdated process, or inefficient tools. Point number six, they never micromanage, but they always stay aware. See, teams thrive with freedom, but still need support. Exceptional project managers create autonomy while maintaining a deep situational awareness. See, this is important, family. You want to give your team autonomy. You want them to be able to be self-organizing. You want to ensure that, hey, I trust you, you're a professional. I trust if you said this is what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, then that's what I'm expecting. But I'm also going to have a deep situational awareness to watch your patterns. If I'm seeing certain patterns, then I'm going to, instead of maybe checking in with you once every 3 days, it may be once every other day, then maybe every day, then it may be every hour, because of the fact of I've given you that autonomy. I believed you and trust you as an adult. I trust you as a professional, and you're still wishy-washy. So we have to ensure that we are holding people accountable, but yet is still giving them autonomy. Here's my actionable tip. Trust your team, but stay truly engaged. Do check-ins. Don't check up. Oh, I love that, family. Do check-ins, but don't check up. All right, point number seven, they focus on progress, not perfection. One of the things that I've learned in probably the last 3-4 weeks is, and it's a book that I recommend it. If you have perfectionism, it's a book called Start Ugly. And I reread that book because I was struggling with creating the magnetic project management community, getting this book out, just things that I wanted to do. I have a whiteboard, three whiteboards full of things, basically my backlog. And it was really my mentor, shout out to Phil, who really woke me up. And he was just like, take action now. We need to execute now. We can iterate, just using the agile mindset of, hey, it doesn't have to be perfect. We can make it better through different iterations. And I was so caught up in perfectionism that I was losing momentum. I'll start a project and I'll stop and go work on something else and then stop that one and then go back. And I just kept going back and forth and nothing was coming out. So one weekend, if you knew how many books that I've started that are going to be coming out, you're going to be like, did you write all these in one day? No, it's just, I've been going back and forth on all these different projects. And because I was doing that, I'll have one chapter here, three chapters here, two chapters on another book. And so when I sat down to rewrite the Real Success book, I had to more or less just lock in. That's all I did. I didn't do anything else. I spent Saturday, I spent Sunday. And do you know, I was able to get it done. And I'm sitting there just laughing at myself saying, man, we could have been doing this. So I tell you that story because that's a book called, again, Start Ugly, that inspired that. But it was really my mentor, Phil, and my friend and mentor, Phil, that really just lit that fire under me. And so again, perfectionism kills momentum. Here's the secret. Small, consistent wins beats big, delayed victories any day, week, month, or year, every time. And I'm not telling you something again that I heard. This is something I know, and I have the proof by this particular book here. Actionable tip, celebrate progress and encourage action over hesitation. Point number eight, they protect their team from politics and distraction. I'll say that again. They protect their team from politics and distraction. See, teams lose focus when they're caught up in the politics of how things should go, the politics of the processes that were newly created, the politics. Okay, you see where I'm going. Off of the distractions, one of the things, the model for this year for me is focus on the controllables. Again, I'm focusing on the controllable because distraction takes away a lot of opportunities from people because we can get so distracted. And I am not immune to it. I work on staying more focused. I work, and it's work every day. Some days I do exceptionally well. There's some days I just fail so miserably. I'm like, why did I sit there and go and kept scrolling it, and I wasn't getting any value out of it? You get value here, I hope. But that's my goal, to deliver value. I said, I should have been listening to a podcast, or I should have been listening to whatever problem I'm trying to solve in the business. Here's my secret. Great project managers share their teams so they can focus and most of all, execute. Here's my actionable tip. Filter unnecessary distractions. Only escalate when it truly matters. Here's family. Here's my final thoughts. Why inspiring leadership matters. Great project managers, exceptional project managers do more than assign tasks and track progress. They ignite, they motivate, they create a shared vision, and they empower their teams to perform at their highest level. Leadership is about influence, not authority. The most effective project managers cultivate an environment where people want to contribute, take ownership, be accountable, and push for excellence. A strong leader transforms a group of individuals into a unified, high-performing team that is resilient, engaged, and driven to success, not because they have to, but because they want. Here's the potential challenge. Avoiding micromanagement while staying engaged. You have to find the right balance between delegation and oversight. This is so crucial, family, when you're leading projects. Team disengagement. Some team members may lack motivation or feel disconnected from the project purpose, resistant to change. Not everyone embraces new leadership approach. Trust me, I know. Especially if they're used to for traditional project management, meaning a predictive approach or what we call waterfall approach. Here's my actionable tips. Turn setbacks into stories of resilience. Frame challenges as learning moments and keep the team focused on the main thing, which is the solution. Stay present without micromanaging. Trust your team, but remain aware and available for guidance and support. And the last and final one, lead like you're developing future leaders. I love that one, because the greatest or the exceptional project managers, they don't just deliver projects. They build people who go on to lead and inspire. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.